Come on, let's have a party.
Come on, let's have a party.
Come on, let's have a party.
You are listening to Ex Country Carnival Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the first podcast, West Country Carnival podcast, may I just plug that, of 2009. I'm James, it's my first ever podcast I believe. I didn't put that on the previous edit, but anyway, let's continue. I'm joined by Lottie.
Hello.
Becky.
Hi.
And Mr. Fernand.
Oh!
And basically we're just going to run through some things, some updates, some stuff that's happened, what's occurring, and what's going to happen, and basically plug our next podcast as well, which should be good. So I'm going to start by just telling you guys when the next podcast, not the podcast that's going in at the end, when the carnivals are planning to happen at the moment, and what the rough dates should be in 2009. In 2010, we're planning for then already. Okay, so the carnivals of 2010, on the Guy Fawkes circuit, is that right? Well, anyway, so 2010, the Guy Fawkes circuit, the first Saturday of November. I don't know the date of that, so I'm not going to enlighten you on that, but that's going to be Bridgewater. These ruling follow in order, so the Monday or whatever day is following. So the first Saturday of November is Bridgewater, then the Monday after that is Burnham-on-Sea, or Boss as it's written here. Then the Friday after that is Western's Supermare. Saturday, so North Peverton, almost, yeah. And after that it's Wednesday for Shepton Mallet, Friday for Wells, Saturday for Glastonbury, and they're the ones we know at the moment. The proposed ones. Right, so where are we now? Nath wants me to say this. The whole idea is to get more money from Bridgewater Carnival, but what is the point? It should be a not-for-profit organisation. Might be for charity. Yeah. Never mind. We'll get over it. Oh, and did you know they finished building the new shed on Bristol Road in Bridgewater for the official Bridgewater Carnival tableau and collection floats to park. So that's interesting, and apparently we went past it on the train. Another random, interesting, useless fact that you might want to know, that me and Nath went to Cardiff the other day and passed it on the train. Anyway, well, that's all I've got to say. Anything else to add on that? You guys really don't know how to discuss, do you? Anyway, do I have to say anything else? Oh, and we saw British Flag Carnival Club there. A different place. On the train. So on the train up to Cardiff, we also saw a carnival club's float. So if you are getting the train from Taunton to Cardiff anytime soon, keep an eye out for that. In Bristol. At Bristol.
And Bristol.
Oh, so if you're heading up in that general direction, take about a 10 o'clock train and you should pass it fine. In English? And Nath says, a handy carnival float spotting tip. If you do go up and try and find it, the generator is poking out. Don't want to know of what, but never mind, let's not go there, that's for a different podcast, I think. Anyway, I'll pass you on to Lottie, who's going to talk to you about interviews with Rascals, I think. So I'll just pop her on.
Hi, thanks, James. We had a Rascals interview with Mark Peach, and it will be in our next next podcast. Well, what then, Nave?
It'll be in this podcast.
In this podcast, I've just been told.
Just in a minute, after you.
Okay, after me, apparently. And James is now choking on a flapjack. I'm now going to hand over to Becky. No?
Let me do this. Okay, now we've got a interview coming up from Wellington with Rascals with Mark Peach. The 5 second gap. Now Lottie's going to try it. Let's just...
Thanks, James, for handing over to me. Yeah, I'm ready. And now we're going to have an interview with Mark Peach from Rascals, just after I've finished telling you about it, really. So, last season we did an interview in Wellington with Rascals, and I'll just... And here it is. Yeah.
How have you made your float different from last year?
We totally rebuilt it. We stripped everything down. It's brand new roof. It's the idea is it's all Halloween. In the roof is bats with moving wings. So the wings actually come out, spread out, drop down, come in, okay, and then they like this circular motion. So they all fly down through.
That sounds good. Has your club grown bigger over the last year?
It hasn't grown bigger. But saying that, it's been one of those years where everyone's really all chipped in and made it worthwhile.
Ooh, okay then. Hello. And now we have... Can you pull it down, Nave, so I can see what I'm saying? Forgot. Okay. Last season I had an interview with Harlequins in Taunton with Hank. About the float, the Festival of the Lion King. Yes, I remember that. And here it is.
Hank, can you explain your thinking behind your cart? And how has it been changed from last year?
The cart this year has been totally rebuilt. It's based on the theme from Disneyland in Florida. It's called Festival of the Lion King. A few of our members have been to Florida, lucky enough, and they've seen the show and they thought that would be a good carnival idea. We think it's turned out pretty good, really.
Okay, your cart last year was Disco Mania. I see you think... How's it been received by the crowd?
The reception we've had from the crowd has been absolutely brilliant this year. And the feedback we've had from people, local people that we know after and between carnivals, has been very positive. They said that they really enjoyed it and they think it's one of the best ones we've done over the last few years.
Okay, that's about it. Thanks.
Okay, no problem.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed the interview. And back to James now.
Okay, so now can you move that again? Organised, aren't we? That's what I call it. Anyway, also, Yeovil will be returning. Is it this year, 2009? It should be back, and if it's good, it should stay, I hope. It's said in the local paper. Oh, because we're from Yeovil. It's said in our local paper, the Western Gazette, I believe. So, if you pick up a Yeovil edition of the Western Gazette when it was printed, I suspect that you should get it. Now, just 2 seconds, pause for the photo. And 2 seconds, there we go. Anyway, sorry about that, do excuse us, we just have too much fun. So Yeovil should be returning this year, which should be good, and then if it is good, it should stay. Hopefully, fingers crossed. So, if you're not doing anything on the 20th of November, hop along. It's on a Friday, though, so... At the end of the season, is it the last one in the season this year? No? Oh, Nate, don't worry about it. So, if you're free on Friday the 20th of November, pop down and support Yeovil Carnival, is the main plug of this part of the podcast. Oh, so not many people will turn up. Yeah, I'll have a cup of tea. So, WCC updates. What am I saying here? What's updated about it? Oh, the pre-carnival. The pre-carnival stuff. Am I talking about the pre-carnival stuff? Give me a yes or no. Okay, pre-carnivals we're doing at Castle Carey, Taunton, Honiton, Bridgewater. And that is online now. And soon to be uploaded will be Glastonbury, South Brent, Christmas, and Honiton Crimbo. And you can listen to our random combo. What random combo? The one we're having now? Oh, what we talk about when we film. So that sounds quite interesting. So that's just a reminder, that's pre-carnival at Castle Carey, Taunton, Honiton, Bridgewater. Are all online for you to spectate. And soon will be Glastonbury, South Brent, Christmas, Honiton Christmas will soon be online as well. And there, some of them from Connor. Bridgewater is Connor. Because Connor had nothing else to do on Bridgewater Carnival Day. He was there all day. So that's why he did Bridgewater. But yeah, it's still all online for you to say. What else am I chatting about? Ooh, and our next podcast should be coming your way soon. Middle of July 2009, hopefully. So when we've done South Brent and Newton Abbott and what was the other one you said? Oh, that's it. Okay, so our next podcast will be in mid-July 2009, hopefully, so stick around and keep an eye out for it. In that podcast, we're hoping to look at South Brent and the other one, Newton Abbott, and also we should have some, hopefully, some interviews hidden in there, so just have a general listen to it. So, from all of us, do you want to say any final things?
Just thanks for listening to this podcast, really.
Becky?
Not much, really.
Nath?
No.
Okay, so I think one of the main focuses is next time I won't speak as much. But anyway, until July 2009. Bye-bye.
Bye.